I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You.
And we're here today with Jason Bullock of the Virginia Natural Heritage Program. Jason's going to tell us about a special project that's coming to fruition here very, very soon.
The Virginia Atlas of Rare Butterflies, Skippers, Moths, Dragonflies, and Damselflies.
Why those particular groups of organisms?
First of all, as insects, they're great representatives of biodiversity. At Virginia Natural Heritage, we work to conserve the biodiversity of Virginia through having inventory biologists out in the field collecting data, finding the places where they exist so that we can make that data available to others to make good decisions about how we use the landscape.
Is that your intended audience, fellow researchers, or is this something the public would be interested in? And would the public be likely to see many of these species?
It is developed for anyone to use. And individuals couldn't be very likely to see these species now that we have this atlas. That allows someone to type in the name of a species and find out a lot of conservation information about the species, where its habitat occurs, what types of plants it might require, as well as a map that shows throughout the state which counties the species was last observed in.
Now, how does a species get to be rare? These aren't necessarily animals that are hardly seen or very limited in their distribution? Or?
Well, some of them are naturally limited in their distribution and thus considered rare. And they also might be rare because of the impacts that changes on the landscape have resulted in. Their populations, in many cases and places, might have been decimated due to loss of habitat.
Using the atlas, let's say you type in your rare species, what is the visitor going to find?
There are two directions that you can use the atlas. The atlas was developed to answer a pretty simple question. Where can we go to find a species, or what species are found in a certain place? Type in the name of a species, click search, and you get a list of all species throughout the state, where they were last observed, what are their conservation ranks, or what are their state and global rarity ranks. You click on that name and you come to more information about the species, images of the species, description of its morphology, a description of what it looks like, types of habitat it requires, what it eats. There's also a distribution map that's symbolized by county and colored based on when the last observation occurred for that species, references where if someone wants to go and read more about the species they've searched.
Is there specific locality data there beyond their occurrence in a county, or is that kind of information sensitive?
These are sensitive species, and thus the data that reveal exact locations is considered sensitive also. But when you're talking about rare species that prefer a particular type of habitat, displaying their presence within a county boundary is not considered to put that species at risk of some sort of unintentional impact.
Well, it's nice to see at a state level invertebrates receiving this kind of attention.
Yes. In fact, of the 970 or so animals that we track, about 80% of those are invertebrate.
Well, Jason, how did this project come to be?
Our Department of Game and Inland Fisheries received a state wildlife grant that they then provided to us as funding, and we worked with them to develop the atlas.
So it's a partnership between the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries and the Department of Conservation and Recreation.
Very much so.
Well, Jason, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And we'll be sure to get that link up on the archive, and we'll encourage people to check in.
You can visit the atlas now at varespecies.org.